The Tragedy of Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. Act 2. Prologue. Enter Chorus.
Now all desire doth in his deathbed lie, and young affection gapes to be his heir. That fair for which love groaned for and would die, with tender Juliet matched, is now not fair. Now Romeo is beloved and loves again, alike bewitched by the charm of looks. But to his foes supposed he must complain, and she steal love's sweet bait from fearful hooks. Being held a foe, he may not have access to breathe such vows as lovers use to swear. And she as much in love, her means much less to meet her new beloved anywhere. But passion lends them power, time means to meet, tempering extremities with extreme sweet.
Exit. Scene 1, near Capulet's orchard. Enter Romeo alone.
Can I go forward when my heart is here? Turn back, dull earth, and find thy center out.
Enter Benvolio with Mercutio. Romeo retires.
Romeo! My cousin Romeo! Romeo!
He is wise, and on my life hath stolen him home to bed.
He ran this way and leapt this orchard wall. Call, good Mercutio.
Nay, I'll conjure too. Romeo, humors, madman, passion, lover, appear thou in the likeness of a sigh. Speak but one rhyme, and I am satisfied. Cry but I, me, pronounce but love and dove. Speak to my gossip Venus one fair word, one nickname for her purblind son and heir, young Abraham Cupid, he that shot so true when King Cophetua loved the beggar maid. He heareth not, he stirreth not, he moveth not. The ape is dead, and I must conjure him. I conjure thee by Rosaline's bright eyes, by her high forehead and her scarlet lip, by her fine foot, straight leg, and quivering thigh, and the domains that there adjacent lie, that in thy likeness thou appear to us.
And if he hear thee, thou wilt anger him.
This cannot anger him. 'Twould anger him to raise a spirit in his mistress's circle of some strange nature, letting it there stand till she had laid it and conjured it down. That were some spite. My invocation is fair and honest. In his mistress's name, I conjure only but to raise up him.
Come, he hath hid himself among these trees to be consorted with the humorous night. Blind is his love, and best befits the dark.
If love be blind, love cannot hit the mark. Now will he sit under a medlar tree, and wish his mistress were that kind of fruit as maids call medlars when they laugh alone. O Romeo, that she were, oh, that she were an open etc., thou a popperin pear. Romeo, good night. I'll to my truckle bed. This field bed is too cold for me to sleep. Come, shall we go?
Go then. For 'tis in vain to seek him here that means not to be found.
Exit with others. Scene 2, Capulet's orchard. Coming forward.
He jests at scars that never felt a wound.
Enters Juliet at a window.
But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief, that thou, her maid, art far more fair than she. Be not her maid, since she is envious. Her vestal livery is but sick and green, and none but fools do wear it. Cast it off. It is my lady. Oh, it is my love. Oh, that she knew she were. She speaks, yet she says nothing. What of that? Her eye discourses. I will answer it. I am too bold. 'Tis not to me she speaks. Two of the fairest stars in all the heaven, having some business, do entreat her eyes to twinkle in their spheres till they return. What if her eyes were there, they in her head? The brightness of her cheek would shame those stars as daylight doth a lamp. Her eyes in heaven,
would through the airy region stream so bright that birds would sing and think it were not night. See how she leans her cheek upon that hand. Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek.